Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain podcast and also the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me is the hilarious man, also known as my work husband. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelors podcast. What's up, Ronnie? I love how you give yourself a dramatic entrance on video.
Yeah, why not? Hey, no one else is going to give me a dramatic entrance. In this life, you got to make your own dramatic entrance.
2020 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, nothing can go wrong in 2020, right?
So, everyone, welcome to the show. This is another Crappens On Demand episode. You can sign up for that on patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Patreon, for those who don't know, Patreon is spelled patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Sign up, come see our lovely faces. Look, I'm wearing a collared shirt because it's the season finale of New York tonight, okay? So I'm wearing a collared polo shirt, okay?
I've also got a goatee right now. I'm not sure if I approve of that.
It's not a goatee. It's a goatee of laziness. This is not like, hey, I'm going to grow a goatee. This is going to look really cool. This is a...
As long as you're not changing your style. Hey, brah. Ben comes on the show all of a sudden like, hey, brah.
No, I actually hate having a goatee. But my hatred does not outmatch my laziness because it's so annoying to shave. So stuck with it. And it itches. It looks cheesy. It doesn't come in all the way because I got Johnny Depp patchy hair. So it's like this is not a thing where I think I look cool. I think it's the opposite. I think I look terrible with it. But
maybe
we can transfer
some of my lower back hair to your hair, you know, like hair transplant it. Yeah, to your face. Yeah,
so I can have a proper hipster beard. I'll never have that, unfortunately. But anyway, these are the sort of things you could be looking at if you're doing Crappens On Demand. You also get access to the bonus episode. What did we do for the bonus episode again this week? I forgot already. We did something good. Oh, we ranted about Big Brother and the race issues that we believe are on that show and how terrible Big Brother has become. So if you want to get that out of your system, go listen to that. Let's talk about Real Housewives of New York season finale, shall we, Ronnie?
The season finale. Now, remember last week, Kat, we were like, oh, gosh, you know, how could they fire Dorinda? I mean, she's just such a treat. And yes, sure, she gets angry sometimes. But this episode, she was so perfect. And then this episode, literally in a turban. Gloria Swanson out all over everybody. Yeah. Even the cameraman, like telling the cameraman, fuck you. It's like, okay. Go clean up and come back later. Because that's... look, I love a drink and I love being a fall down drunk who can yell at somebody. Ask Ben. Yeah. He's been there. But girl, even that's too much for me. And when you're too much for me, that's time to check in. Okay. Check in.
Yeah. Dorinda. Wow. And what a way to flame out. Go out in a blaze of, I don't even want to say it's a blaze of glory. It's like a blaze of like booze and mothballs, or I don't know what it is, but it was a blaze of slurry.
Yeah, she's a lot, and it's not her first time going out like this. Remember, she went out like this when Luann had her actual cabaret. This ended the same. There's something about Luann's voice that just triggers her, you know. Yeah. it makes her absolutely fucking bonkers.
Yeah, it's like when cats hear thunder, you know. It's like she just goes nuts. She really does. And this was what was amazing about it is that Bravo teased Dorinda's, you know, I don't even want to say meltdown all week long. And I'm watching the show and I'm like, God, I'm 56 minutes into this episode. How is there even room for a fight? And of course, they're like toasting. I mean, we're going to get into it, but like, wow, Dorinda never fails to squeeze in one last bitter, angry moment.
For no reason. Just completely lost it. Wow.
And bravo to Bravo for breaking the fourth wall again. They've been really good about that on New York and Beverly Hills. They've suddenly realized that, you know what? Who cares? Everyone knows this is a TV show. We don't have to fake it anymore. Like, let's have some meta fourth wall moments. And they've been great on this in Beverly Hills. Great.
Well, yeah, because they're sick of these people trying to manipulate them and not show certain things. You know, Dorinda comes straight at the cameras, cursing right into the cameras, thinking, well, they're not going to use that. They wouldn't show the cat, you know? And they're like, nope, we're going to show it, you fucking monster. What is wrong with you?
I guess we have to credit Leanne Locken for her racist tirades in Dallas for Bravo saying, you know what? Maybe we can show stuff we weren't supposed to show. We're going to do that now. And here we are.
Jeez. All right, so here we go, guys. I love you more than the minutiae. I really love you more than the minutiae, Ducky Schattenfraden. You better stop Schattenfraden me. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Dr. Schattenfraden. The episode opens up really in a perfect way, which is Ramona sort of decorating her tree and trying to get some sort of attention from Coco. Coco, Coco, come take a picture by the tree, okay? Coco, Coco, come back, okay? Coco, Coco. If you think about it, Coco, it's okay backwards.
Yeah. You know what? Ok, ok. Ok, ok. Come here, ok, ok. She's like, you know what? Coco, I used to actually do Christmas cards with Mario and my best friend, Sis Avery, okay? But guess what? It's time things change, okay? Those days are dead, okay? I'm like, oh my God, this poor dog. Now I understand how my dog feels. Like, when you're the only thing in that person's life, it sucks, man.
Coco has been hanging on for a few seasons now, and I think that Coco just... Wait, Coco does not want to go out like Dorinda. Coco is like, I want my last moments on this show to be in a warm place and not just here sitting watching Ramona decorate this tree as I like contemplate whether or not I'm going to piss on this parquet floor.
Yeah, Coco's really had a great circle of life, if you think about it. He came into this world pooping on the floor, and he's leaving this world watching someone else poop on the floor.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
It's really quite touching.
Do you think after Coco leaves... his mortal coil, that Ramona might upgrade to a parrot a la Monique, like get her own T'Challa. She might even call it T'Challa also. I just thought this great name for a parrot. It's called T'Challa, okay? I love it. It doesn't know what it stands for, but I think it's a great name for a parrot.
She would never name her bird anything with bread in it. Sorry. T'Challa. She just wouldn't.
T'Challa. She probably would call it T'Challa. T'Challa, okay? To life, T'Challa.
So then we go to Sonia's, which I hope that people who are looking into human trafficking are watching this show and taking notes of who appears as Sonia's fucking interns.
Thank
because
you.
Where's she getting these kids? It's like a wall full of runaways, okay, at Sonia's house.
Westchester
she's
Community
getting
College.
These kids at the bus stop. I don't know what she's promising them, but I want to go rescue this destiny, you know?
Poor destiny. Destiny, poor truly thing. Destiny's child. And today is Beyonce's birthday. So Sonia's sitting. Destiny's doing. She's always sort of at a desk, doing something, but not really anything at all. She's always like, looks like she's doing something, but if you look, you see that like she's not really holding a pen. She's holding like a Twizzler or something. You're like, wait a second, you're not working.
Yeah, she's holding like a little brick of Twix bar or something, and she just like her job is just to sit there and giggle at Sonia, which is great. Like that. Mm-hmm. Now there is someone I would hire. I'm not very big on hiring people to do things, you know, because I'm a man. I could do it myself.
Yeah.
Unless it's cleaner or laundry. Well, actually, I'd love to hire. This whole train of thought has been derailed. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Talk about the show.
So Leah, like Destiny's just sitting there doing her job of nodding, and Sonia's like, well, you know, Leah was the first one to RSVP for Drag Queen Bingo. I mean, all the other girls, they just open up the Evite and they don't even respond. Oh, God, just another day in the world of Evite, am I right, everyone? Oh, look, there's like a toad down there. Do we have toads? Is there a toad invasion in here now?
And then she calls Dorinda. It's like, whoa, you got your operation, I see. And she's like, yeah. And they gave me all sorts of accolades, right? I got a dead arm. Look at the dead. I got a dead arm, all right?
Dead arm, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's from The Pink Leopard. Yeah, it's a great movie. Anyway, I got an outfit already picked out for Drag Queen Bingo. It's crazy. Luke ordered something. I'm not going to say what it is, but Luann's going to be jealous. You've never seen something like it before on Bravo. Just brace yourself for it.
So then we go over to the boxing ring with Martin, who's like, hey, Heroes are made, not born, all right? Heroes are made, they're not born. You know what Heroes is made out of? French bread, all right?
And Hala, Tahala, okay? Jeb Cross, Jeb Cross, Jeb Cross.
Then we go over to Luann, who's going to a music studio. Hello, I'm looking for the music studio with Desmond Child.
Did you notice that as soon as she walked in, the first thing that they zoomed in on were platinum records from Tupac, All Eyes on Me, and, you know, Biggie Smalls, to show, like, these legends recorded in here. And here comes Countess Luann in the same hallowed recording booth as Tupac, Kusher Kusher, and Mr. Big Smalls.
Living on a prayer, am I right, ladies? So she goes in, and Desmond has now turned into the dude from Game of Thrones from season one. What's his name?
Ned Stark.
Yeah, Ned Stark. It's like the gay Ned. Well, I don't know if he's gay. He's the flamboyant Ned Stark.
Okay. The flamboyant, the fabulous Ned Stark. Well, you know, Desmond Child. I mean, he wrote Living on a Prayer, Living La Vida Loca, now my song, Viva La Vida. He really only writes songs that have living or viva in them.
I'm looking at a list of his song. Hole in My Soul. Ain't that a bitch? So she goes in to see him, and he's like, hey, Luann. She's like, oh, look at you. Well, I met Desmond Child, who wrote Living on a Prayer and Living La Vida Loca. And when we met, he said, I have the perfect song for you. It's called Be Quiet. And I said, you know, that doesn't have a ring to it, Desmond.
Don't love that hook.
Said, Viva La Diva. And I said, you know, I have so many rhymes with Hello, Chiquita. Let's do it. Hello, Chiquita.
But then I went to the store, and I had recently spilled some rosé on the counter, had nothing to wipe it up, and I found this wonderful brand of paper towels called Viva, and I thought, you know what? Viva La Diva it is. So in honor of those wonderful, soft, maybe not so absorbent paper towels, I say, Viva La fucking Diva. Am I right, girls? Am I right?
And you cannot beat this. I just looked up Viva La Diva, and it's also a very big drag show. It's called the Viva La Diva Show, Salt Lake City's first and only celebrity and female impersonation show. So there you go.
Looking forward to
talking about
new
finding
season.
Your calling.
Bravo is teasing the SLC season, so here we go. Well, you might be familiar with his hit song "Living on a Prayer." I don't want to bother you with a rendition of it, but oh, halfway there, walking up the stairs from Ramona's basement in the floor, halfway there, living in the basement. Thank you.
He's like, it's got amazing lyrics by Carol Bayasega, Jay Landis. She goes, the biggest songwriters ever, am I right? Guess what they wrote? Happy birthday to you.
Now, this is actually... This is actually kind of crazy because, I mean, I don't know who Jay Landers is. I'm sure he's huge. But Carol Bayer-Sager is actually a huge songwriter. I'm like, oh, God. Luann will forever be like, well, you know, my song written by Carol Bayer-Sager. You may know her from writing the theme from Arthur. Well, she wrote the theme from
Luann. Yeah, I fucking know the Bears have been following me around for goddamn years. All right. Get out of here, Denise Richards. This isn't your franchise.
Didn't Carol Bayer-Sager write stuff for Dionne Warwick? I mean, a lot of my Carol Bayer-Sager,
like literally everybody.
Like she was, I remember she was a guest judge on American Idol, and she wrote like that Meet Me in That San Jose song. Right? That.
Well, I'll tell you this: it's a sad world when you start typing in Carol B A, and the first thing that comes up is Baskin. How does Carol Baskin? I was like, Carol Bayer-Sager.
I really thought that you were going to say Carol Radziwill. Like, we're halfway there. Living with a baby.
She's amazing. And if you were looking at her picture right now, you would see that, of course, she wrote a song for Luann. She looks like Joan Collins. She's got
yes,
some big 100%. Joan Collins there.
There's actually a picture of her with Elizabeth Taylor, and you can't tell them apart.
Oh my God.
Just based on the wigs.
A groovy kind of love. Groovy kind of love.
Baby, you and me, couldn't you just see a groovy kind of line? Happy birthday to groovy kind of loves.
Wow, she's written so many good songs. But just,
I know, I'm like,
okay, let me just stop looking at this because I'm so gay. And these are, I mean, these are like, a lot of these are just things that I will cry to one day, you know, like when it's like me in my final years, when I finally stopped moisturizing and stopped trying to grow hair with laser caps and just give into it and wait for God to take me in his arms. I'm just going to have Carol Bayer-Sager playing all in a loop.
I'm just going to. Can we, I have a question. Can we just dedicate this podcast to looking at Carol Bayer-Sager's discography? Because I'm, like, already doing that.
It's amazing.
Like, I'm just looking Arthur's on
theme.
A Wikipedia.
I mean, the first one on here is Arthur's theme. Hello.
Wait a second. I'm on her Wikipedia song. Selected songs with artists who performed them. Ghost Town by Kanye West. Wait, she has, even Kanye West has a song with Carol Bayer-Sager?
Hell yeah. Don't cry out loud.
Don't cry out loud. Yes, I. It's a song I dedicate to Victoria for the time when I ate the last of her Hot Pockets. I said, don't cry out loud, Victoria.
All right. So he's like, I'm sweating. Oh, yeah. You have the best song. Oh, one thing I wanted to point out before we continue is the way that Luann worded it was, I met him at a party and he said, oh, we've got a song that would be perfect for you. So it's not like Desmond called up Carol and was like, hey, Carol.
Hi.
And asked, like, let's write a song special for Luann. I think it's like a song they just had in the trunk that they haven't been able to sell, you know.
100%. Like, that's 100% what it is. So, yeah, so this is Carol Bayer-Sager jam with Jay Landers and everything. And Desmond goes, well, you got the Barbara team, because all three of them worked on Barbara's last record, probably with Walter, our friend Walter, and Katie. Yeah.
And she's like, amazing. Yeah. When was the last time you cried? He's like, wrong Barbara.
I also liked how when he said that, Luann turns to her assistant and goes, he's talking about the Barbara Streisand. Like, yeah, no kidding. Barbara Mandrell. What do you think?
Barbara Bush. You know, he just loved doing her album.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Bush Jr. God, she does great work on the Today Show. Am I right? Anyway, I guess now Barbara and I are friends, and keep smiling, keep shining. Friends are friends forever when you're friends with friends. For sure. That's another Carol Bayer-Sager song. Thank you.
And Desmond's like, all right, so go in the recording booth. We're going to just, let's do one. And she's like, line by line. Got it. All right. He's like, no, no, not line by line. Okay, we're not in the bathroom at Dorinda's house. Okay, we're just gonna do this whole thing. And she's like, oh, okay, all right, then. Here we go. You want the truth and nothing but the truth, but someone's gotta set you straight. I told you, money doesn't buy you class. See these? They'll go on tree. Shut up.
He's like, That's great. It's like, yeah, damn right it's great. You know, a famous lady once wrote a song that went, nobody does it better. Nobody does it like a countess turned cabaret star. Thank you. That was a Carol Bayer-Sager jam. And I'm just
a vessel. And she tries to. You can really see, like, Luann's entire childhood in the word class, because she's like,
yes.
She's like, I told you, money doesn't buy you class. Like, what? What is that? And he goes, okay. Stop.
Let's take it from the top. He goes, okay, how about...
What a hoot.
Yeah, how about you be... how about you be a little bit more coy? Get that whole personality or some personality going on there. Like, you know, like when you said, I told you money doesn't buy you class. And she goes, class.
Yeah. Class. And he's like, okay, well, make it sexy. So she goes,
class. All right. How about we work on that? Can you just say class?
No, like, money doesn't buy you.
So you know how on Project Runway there's a new host, Carly Class? No, okay.
Well, I would call Victoria, but she's in class right now. There, you said it.
Victoria, money doesn't buy you, Victoria. No, that doesn't make sense. Carol, can somebody get Carol on the phone? I have to note about her lyrics.
Mm-hmm. This song is for the diva in all of us. And so they record like for 1 second. And I love that Desmond, now that we've seen this whole thing, I totally get what Desmond's doing. He's like, I want to be on Real Housewives. I fucking love Real Housewives. One time, Carol and I were out doing coke all night and banging strippers, and a fucking piece of paper fell out of her head, and it was this song. So let's just do it. We'll spend 5 minutes on it. I won't even bother to throw it through auto-tune, and then I'll be in the finale, right?
We'll be,
she's like, I'm in!
100%! He was like, all the gays are going to buy it as a novelty, and then they're going to secretly love it, so we'll just get all the streams. So yeah, let's just do it. So then they're doing it, and so Luann does another take, and she's like Viva la diva class, Viva la diva class. And he goes perfect, that was so good. And Luann, she's there, and she goes like this. I don't know if you can see. Okay, I was gonna try to show it on Craps on Demand. I can't, and you're seeing the worst angles of me, but she just points like, yeah, lock that in.
Lock it.
Nailed David it. Foster. David Foster. Hey, how's McPhee? Yeah, Ramona loves her, McPhee. Anyway, just want to say, just recorded a jam with Carol Bayer-Sager. You know, the one you worked with on The Prayer, whatever that stupid song was with Celine Dion. Anyway, I'm ready and available if you need me. Thanks.
And just her going so crazy on the microphone, just going, Viva la diva. She crosses her eyes. Her eyes are like crossed in the microphone. I was like, you are fucking insane. So then it ends. It's like 5 minutes. And of course it's cut because it's on TV, but it seems like you just had her go through it like 2 times. And then she's like, all right, well, I know you guys have some mixing to do, so I'll leave you to it. Like, okay, like, okay, Janet Jackson. I know.
Did you get the levels right on that? I want to make sure you heard me say class correctly. She actually says, the funny part is that she actually says at one point, if there's anyone who can say class, it's me. Am I right?
Yeah, and then she sings it, class.
Class. Class. Commercials. Here comes one
right now. So then we go over to Dorinda's old condo, where workers are working, and Lucas is spraying, and Santa Claus is coming through the door. Santa Claus!
Jingle bells, you better shut the fuck up with those bells. I'm trying to record a scene, okay? You wanted to be in this? Those jingle bells quit. Those jingle bells fucking quit. They quit, and they almost ruined the entire Christmas, okay?
Fucking Rudolph. You know they make fun of Rudolph, so you know what he did? He quit the show. Fuck Rudolph, all right? We're not doing Christmas with Rudolph.
You know what Frosty did? He fucking melted. How about this? If you want to be part of Christmas time, you don't fucking melt. You're made of snow and you melt. How about this? You stick around and you stay in a cold place and you don't melt all over Christmas, okay?
Mm-hmm. So she's like, hello. And they're basically looking at this new place, which looks amazing because it's gutted. I mean, it just looks amazing. Comparatively, I'm like, wow, this is an improvement. Keep it the way it is, and it's 100% improved.
And this is, yes, and this is like the Dorinda we love. She shows up in a Christmas sweater, like, yay, yay. She shows up, she's looking around. At one point, like, a plank or a box just falls on her. She's like, oh, okay. And Luke is, like, lifting it off of her.
And a worker's asking her how she's feeling, and she's like, listen, basically, I had a Bible bump in my hand. It was quite invasive. They took it out and had all these legs on, like an octopus. Like an octopus.
And the interviewer pulls a Ben Mandelker and goes, oh!
I actually had a feeling during it that I hope it was kind of like the evil part of her. You know, it just sounds like this hideous little alien monster that they took out of her, and now she's going to be fine, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's another one that they need to remove, you know? Aliens Part 2.
Yeah. So Luke is like, oh, well, you've already done one renovation. Your hand. Look at all the renovations you've done. What's next, I ask you? What's next, my favorite lady in the world, now that Caroline Stanberry has left me here? Now I'm about to be left alone without anyone else to take care of.
I know. Who is Luke going to go on to next? Luke is a little bit of a black widow for our favorite ladies. I mean, is Kyle hiring? Does Kyle need a makeup artist?
God, he's like the Mary Poppins that never flies away. You know, she's just he's like overstayed his welcome. You know, take your umbrella and fly that shit out of there, Luke. Okay.
So Dorinda, her original plan was she just wanted to do some zhuzhing on the apartment. And then we see 3 months ago, our favorite realtor of New York City, Miss Lori.
She's like, looks great, honey.
Looks great. Love what you've done here. Here's my recommendation. Tear it all out and put something else in there. Okay, that's $500. Thank you.
And Luke's like, so what else are you going to renovate? She's like, listen to my gear. I had a flood. I broke my rib. Two of those things are biblical, by the way, which I'm just noticing now as she's getting Satan taken out of her during surgery. What a flood. Tinsley, I love her cut out of there. So she's like, you know, this is representative of my life. I just watched everything that was bothering me away. And now I'm unburdened. No more anger. Just a fresh new Dorinda.
I mean, what good things are in store for me, okay? I'd like to know. Like, well, I'd like to know too, because I don't see them. So she's like, I just feel like I'm in clear water now. The waters are calming. I'm in clear water. It's like, actually, there's a leak in your pipe and you're standing in a puddle right now, Dorinda.
Actually, you're the shark. The water is only clean right now because you haven't bitten anyone's leg off yet today. Okay, yeah, there's still time. The day is young.
It's like Jaws went back to its barca lounger and said, you know, today's a great day. What a wonderful day. I'm like, for you, so Jaws. Peaceful. For you, Jaws.
Jaws gets a new kitchen and takes a day off from fucking killing people in bikinis.
Yeah, Jaws is like, you know what? You know, I decided to renovate my cove. I originally was just going to put a few rocks in there, but now we put in a whole counter.
So she's like, yeah, 2020, I think it's going to be a good year for me. Which, you know, the whole world is like, oh, stab in the heart.
I know.
It's like, well, maybe you can have a cheeky date. She's like, I've been thinking about that. You know, well, I'm invited to a lot of dinner parties. I need to start going out there to dinner parties because I deserve it. You know what? Listen to this. I deserve it. I say, Dorinda Medley, you're a good person. And you know what? I feel good about it.
Hey, look at that. That's from Richard over there. Is that a coin? And Luke goes, no, it's a metal circle.
He's like, ah, I thought it was Richard. Richard leaves me coins. Have I told you about that? He's like, you might have mentioned that, actually. Maybe he's just moved on to washers.
Do tiddlywinks count as part of this whole Richard thing?
Can only living people evolve? Maybe he's just moved on to flat tools.
You know, it's funny, every time I see a coin, I think of Caroline Stanbury, because she used to throw them at my head and said, get out of here, peasant. It was such a lovely time.
That was going to make me happy. You better back it up, washer. You better back it up, washer.
So now Sonia's at her townhouse, and she's cleaning up with an intern and
Matthew, like another intern.
They're all of them. In fact, their chyrons aren't even... They don't even say Sonia's intern. They now say one of Sonia's interns, which is like an odd distinction. And then outside, there is like the world's largest carpet has been unfurled on the sidewalk. I'm assuming the carpet guys were like off camera. And Ramona's walking to go into the townhouse, and she sees the carpet. She goes, ooh, wow, look at this. Out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. This is like her new thing that she says for like half the episode. She sees the carpet and she picks up like a sample. This like weird triangle that looks like a thing, a wedge of Parmesan. And she's
this goes with my new thing. It's a new day. Out with the old, in with the new. It's a new day, guys.
So then we go back inside and Sonia's there and she's talking to the intern and she's about to open the door for Ramona and she goes, oh yeah, I did used to have a very nice painting here, but it's gone now. I'm like, thanks for the information. Like, why? Like, this intern doesn't care if there used to be a painting on the side by the front door. Just like a guided tour for nothing.
Then we see Raquel, another intern.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess the intern from before. I'm getting... No, this is...
No, Raquel's new. Intern, Raquel's the upstairs intern. Raquel's waiting upstairs. She's the upstairs one who stands in their room, waits for people to come in.
Yes. And Ramona's like, Sonia, love this room, okay? I love it. You know what just changed here? Nothing, okay? It's a new day.
Ramona has actually brought in that carpet sample from outside, this like flimsy triangle.
Out with the old, in with the new. Look at this. Out with the old, in with the new.
I'm like, why are you bringing in carpet samples? Why are you bringing in souvenirs from the street?
She's like, Sonia, I'm so proud of you, okay? I mean, look, you were more attached to this than I was to my apartment. I mean, this is your badge of honor. Think of all the old man nuts almost suffocated you all those years for you to earn this place. I mean, you bought this. Your vagina basically opened up one of the biggest wallets in the city, okay? Good for you.
And Sonia's like, well, yeah, you know, it's like, I kept this for so long for my daughter. You know, that's the reason why I'm in so much pain. Really? Because my daughter, you know, she would come back from boarding school with all her druggy friends. And they would just like stay in all these rooms and have sex. And I just laugh downstairs and drink my brown ice, you know, but now they're gone. So now I just want to, you know, live my life in the moment now. And Ramon's like, you know what? Call that LL, living life, LL, just like that rapper, living life. Cool J, okay? LL. We're going to be LL.
Get rid of this. We're going to go LL all over the world together, okay?
You know what? It's like there's an entire catalog devoted to beans that just want to live life. It's called LL Bean, okay? You just go and you buy a tent, and those beans are living in a tent in Maine, okay?
And Sonia's like, yeah, you know, I'm ready for a place just for me now. All I really need is a bathroom, a carpet for the dog to poop on, and a four-poster bed. That's really it.
Yeah, you know, maybe like a carbon monoxide leak, you know, brown ice, maybe just a drip from the ceiling to make me feel like I'm home again. Nothing much.
Whoa, what a sexy carpet.
Just like throws herself down on the floor. It's like, whoa, that's so sexy. I'm gonna lay on, take pictures of me.
Well, look at me. Oh,
she's on the floor. Whoa, like, yeah, it's
polka dots.
Yeah,
okay,
it's me being sexy, okay.
Look, someone put rose petals on my sternum. I'll look like I'm an American Beauty, okay?
And then you just hear Matthew going,
seductive.
He's going back to Kansas. So then we go over to like this little bakery sort of spot where Leah and her daughter Kier and Bunny are making gingerbread houses. And so the lady who heads it up, she's like, I only have 2 seconds on Bravo, and I'm going to make the most of it. She's like, hi, I'm Abby, as in Abigail's Kitchen. Thanks, Abby. I didn't really know what Abigail's Kitchen was. As in Abigail's Kitchen. Anyway, thank you very much. Make your cakes.
Yeah. One of the most festive things we do around the holidays is shorten our names. Abigail, Abby.
Last week, Carol Bayer-Sager was in here. I mean, she threw graham crackers all over the walls, but it was an honor.
So they're making gingerbread houses as a family, and Leah's like, you know, going into the new year, I feel tired. So little bundle of positivity. So they start talking about how Kiki's gonna go to, I guess they're taking a family trip to Jamaica, and one of the guys is like, are you gonna go paragliding? She's like, what's that? It's like, you fly.
Yeah, like. And he's like, I did paragliding in the Bahamas. It was wonderful. They're like, sure. Then Bunny is like, you know, I have a suggestion. You know what that suggestion is?
No phones. Put some honey on you until you harden into a bar, granola.
Don't mind me. I'm just walking my way over to the studio where certain legends like Carol Bayer-Sager have performed.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what? I've got a good suggestion for the two of you. I know you don't want to hear it. She's like, if it's quitting drinking, mother, you can shove it up your... No, it's not that. Stop calling you the C word. I'm not going to do it, mother. No, it's not that. Turn off my phone. That's it. Turn off your phone.
Might be a good thing. Might be a good idea. I don't know. So, yeah, it's one of these scenes where Leah is, like, wrapping up her storyline and saying that things are in a good place and everything. And, like, even if Bunny doesn't always agree with her, she knows she has to support her daughter and things like that. And Bunny's like, wait, I have to support you? What? Yeah. She's like, I do support you. When have I not supported you? And Leah's like, you told me to go to hell the other day. She's like, and what did you tell me first? fuck off.
Exactly. You see, that's it. Like, now that I'm around my mother a lot because I'm still in Texas, I'm doing things that sound like I'm fighting with my mom, but I'm not. It's like I'm thanking her in a way. Like, we were talking about Dexatrim. Someone said, oh, I used to use Dexatrim. Our friend Nora was here. She's like, I used to use Dexatrim.
I love Nora.
And I was like, oh, yeah, the red and yellow pills. My mom used to give me those. And my mom was like, Ronnie, I never, what are you talking about? I did not give you those. And I was like, well, I mean, I was trying to lose weight. You were trying to help.
Well, I love that when Leah said that, when Bunny's like, well, what did you tell me first? And Leah's like, fuck off. And they cut to Abigail, you know, as in Abby's kitchen. She goes, oh, like, not in front of the gingerbread cookies.
I know. I love that Abigail had such a stick up her ass. It's like, Abigail, please, okay? You're a gingerbread house lady, okay? Loosen up.
Yeah, and then the scene sort of ends with Leah saying, oh my god, I'm like so jealous of your gingerbread houses. Look at mine. Mine's crap. And Bunny looks at it and goes, it's fine. It's fine. Like everything in your life, it's merely fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
So then later, Leah's in the car with her sister, Sarah Bangs,
yeah,
and her friend Robin, and they're going over to the new cabaret show.
Yes. Do you like how I'm actually adjusting my bangs, my, like, unwanted bangs while we talk about bangs? It's very meta. I'm like, this bang, as we talk, I'm getting hot, and so the heat is, like, creating, like, annoying volume in this.
Your hair is getting really long.
My hair is crazy. Here, wait, look. I'm taking off my headphones, so I can't hear you, but look. Look at this.
It's madness.
It's pure
madness. That is really crazy.
Madness.
Well, if my laser cap works that I bought off Amazon, maybe I'll have new hair soon. I could be doing that. I could be like, guys, oh, God, I'll be braiding my hair during the show. Like, oh.
Ronnie, don't steal my haircut. So
what the
Leah.
What are you talking about? How did NPR turn on my Alexa? Alexa, Amazon.
NPR is like, all right, time to class up these guys. It's been too long. Nine years.
Blaring through.
So Leah, Sarah, and their friend Robin are heading to Luann's presentation of Mary Fuck Hill, sponsored by the Carol Bayer Sager Foundation of Wonderful Music and Excellent Artists.
Carol Baskin's get Sager.
Carol Baskin and Robbins.
And Leah's like, I mean, basically, Leanne has a new cabaret act, and Sonya's in it, and Dorinda's not coming because, well, she had hand surgery, so she has an excuse, but Ramona said today that she isn't sure she's gonna make it. I mean, like, why wouldn't you say that before?
I love how much Leah just hates Ramona now.
Yeah, exactly. And Sarah's like, yeah, I don't really get the best vibes from her. Maybe it's because she actively tried to prevent me from joining your girls' trip. I think that's probably why I have terrible vibes from her. But yeah, also, I don't have good vibes.
But who's talking about vibes, Sarah? Like, Sarah goes on their Instagram, it's like, fuck you!
I know.
We were talking about the vacuuming post that Sonya put, and she's like, here's a fairy tale. Scroll through to the end of the fairy tale. And she's vacuuming in the first part with the biggest vacuum you've ever seen. And then you scroll to the end, and it's Tinsley and Leah in a private plane being flown somewhere, meaning like, look, here I am, Cinderella, and she's living like a princess. It was nothing offensive.
Yeah.
And then Sarah wrote like, what kind of passive aggressive fucking post is this, or something, and like went off. And then Dorinda just wrote a heart and said love, and she goes, what do you love about it? Oh no, she said love for real or something. She's like, what's real about this? There's nothing real about it. It's like, Sarah, back down with your bad bangs, okay?
Yeah.
No one, like, you're not cast yet, or you might be. I don't know, but jeez.
I was thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if they brought her in for next season, you know? God. It could be. Sisters.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, so, speaking of bad energy, jeez.
I know. Leah's talking about this whole situation. She's like, you know, I haven't been around for a while, but I'm starting to get the feeling like these women are sick of cabaret. Which is funny.
Yeah, so we go to a rehearsal room, and there's Ben, but it's a show night, so he's like,
Hi there, Sven.
Like he somehow reduces his rasp 50%. I don't know how he did it.
It's his version of prayer hands of saying thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, so we're starting Mary Fuck Kill on the Road. I'm like, okay, cast of Ragtime. We're just gonna cast of Hamilton. We're just gonna start this out on the road. Before what?
Yeah, so Luann enters in like her in like a glittery jumpsuit, like hi, stars entering, thank you very much, thank you, okay, great, does anyone have that, okay, I got my tambourine ready to go, just call me Karen Carpenter. All right, so let me tell you something, my old show is all based on sex, relationships, and you know, all that stuff I never really talk about, so we're gonna get a little wild and racy with Mary F. Kill, am I right? All right, hit it, boys. Which is about what the show is like, an awkward
I'm just
cue.
Watching you like a TV. I'm like, yeah, Ben.
that's accurate to the experience. Just an awkward pregnant pause.
Yeah, so the piano guy's like, do you have any resolutions, Luann? And she's like, well, my track record around that time of year isn't so great. So this holiday season, I figured I'd try not getting married, divorced, or arrested.
Oh, I'm so glad we brought this fresh material into the show.
Yeah. I love that all the fresh material is the exact same material we've all seen. Seen it. Yeah. Loved it.
Loved it. I saw Countess of Friends twice.
Well, loved it so much I got kicked out of the theater. but seen it. I was drunk, and I seen it.
Well, Ronnie, I just got back from a trip with my girlfriends, which included Carol Bayer Sager, in Mexico, and guess what? I didn't fall in a bush. It's a reference. Also, yeah. Bush, that's a reference to Barbara Bush, who has a song written by my same production team. So there, think about that, audience. Think about that.
This time, I'm not going to fall into a Streisand. So Sonia's like, well, Sonia goes, you know, the material's getting old. Just saying. She goes, I mean, now look at me. Oh, because Luann's like, Luann goes into her next joke involving Sonia. She's like, every time I go out, someone asks me if I'm going to get married again. I mean, every time I see Harry Dubin, waiting for applause, not going to happen. Cliff! I say, if you ask me that one more time, Harry Dubin, I'm going to kill you, Sonia.
That's your cue, Sonia. I'm going to kill him. And Sonia's like,
No, Lou, don't kill Harry Dubin. I'm impromptu. This is an impromptu pause. Don't kill Harry Dubin. Don't kill Harry Dubin. Dubin, okay, I'll come on stage. Here I come.
Myself, I'm impromptu. I don't need a shtick. I am a shtick.
So she gets up, and they play Mary F. Kill, Dorinda, Ramona, and Tinsley. And she's like, well, first of all, I'd kill Ramona. Gorse, you should have seen what she did to my carpet earlier. Gonna have to have that cleaned again. And then who are the other two? She's like, well, Tinsley. Well, Tinsley's unfuckable, so... It's like, jeez, aren't you friends with her mother?
I know. I mean, maybe I'll marry her after her first divorce or second divorce. Don't worry, Dale wrote all this material. Anyway.
I know, when you said, isn't she friends with her mother, have you seen how her mother treats her? That's true. Dale is
her
like...
Her mother writing jokes.
Make a joke about Topper. Make a joke about Topper.
Here's what you should do. Make a silly joke, and then when she turns around, you're just holding a plate of dehydrated eggs.
Now, Tinsley, don't be crying over this cabaret act. It's just some silly jokes. Let's put this pretty bow in your hair. Look at my little girl. The prettiest little girl in all the world with her Garrow Sparrow on.
So she's like, well, Dorinda was probably a sleeper in the sack. And then she tells us, Mary Fuck Kill isn't new either. Some of us fucked everybody, so.
Literally everyone.
So now they all move backstage after this presentation, and Leah's like, you know, she's like, I thought this was great. I don't know why Ramona wouldn't want to come, you know, but like, I'm happy that she didn't come because I can chew gum and show my vagina without being judged for it. So, hey, you know.
Well, it is Mary F. Kill, so if you're going to show your vagina, this is the place to do it. Kidding, you're not in this show. And you're if you are, it. You're not making any more than $20 a day. And that's it. And if you have anything to say about it, you're over!
I mean, I know that Ramona loves to support women. The problem is, she doesn't support me. She could have come to this wonderful show at the bottom of a rec center somewhere in an outer borough and had the time of her life, but did she? No. So then we have this really weird moment where Sonia is like, you know, I've had so many projects this year collecting carpet scraps from the sidewalk. Thanks again, Ramona, for bringing that one in. You know, it's been a lot. I've really put myself on the back burner, and now I've let it go. I've really let it go. I wonder if there's an app that could help me out.
Yeah, this is so baked in. They did a good job, though. Leah's like,
yeah.
You know, I do classes every week, and it's, like, so easy because, like, I like to do things and switch it up. And so, you know, fresh and easy. You take it out of a bag, and it's delicious.
Yeah, from the people who brought you Priv and also the Hustle comes the Priv Hustle, which is an exercise app. And you just sign up for classes, and you just don't go. And then you feel bad about yourself and say, why am I paying money for this thing? And then the next day you say, but today I'm going to go. And it's great. It does wonders.
Oh my God, why is Rebel Wilson behind me?
So basically, Leah has announced that she has come to love Sonia, despite the fact that Sonia was super snobby about tattoos in the beginning of the season, and also there was that issue with the outfit at the fashion show, and she thinks that Sonia is misunderstood and complicated and layered, and she just wants Sonia to feel her best. So toast yes. to women supporting women.
Yes, and uses Ramona's own line against her.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. So it's the evening of drag queen bingo. Dorinda's getting dressed. Like, I'm gonna wear this, Luke. You're gonna love it so much, Luke, who never flies away in time. You're gonna love it. And he's like, what, do you have a drag queen's brain? That is crazy. Is RuPaul living inside of there?
I feel like someone needs to like refresh the gay filter on Luke. You know how like sometimes with a vacuum cleaner or an air conditioner, you gotta take the filter out and like clean it off and put it back in.
Yeah.
I feel like we just need that with Luke because we always loved him on Ladies of London, but I feel like we need him to. We just need to just like zhuzh that filter and get some good material. Well, I think,
you know, it depends on who you're with, you know, because Caroline's. It's like he's a reactor. You know,
that's true.
He can't get mad at how he's acting because he's a reactor. And Dorinda doesn't really pay attention to the reaction much. She just like throws a wig at your head and walks away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I actually think that's a really good observation. I think that like Caroline Stanbury, like I think she listened to everything because she was always judging you. And if your material ever dropped below a certain level, you would be fired. Like
you'd get like a Luke, little zap. Like,
say you had to wear, make like, a quip.
Little things on you so that she could just zap you with a remote control.
Valentina, come in here. Zap Luke. Luke, slap Valentina. Ow! Paulette, come out of the basement. Take a picture of them zapping each other. Good. Out of the office.
Bring Amber up here. I just want to set her on fire.
Amber, light yourself on fire. Luke, make a quip about the fire. Burning. Use the word burning. Bush. Burning and bush together.
Another thing from the Bible. We're having a very biblical day.
It's so bitties.
So did you see Caroline Stanbury's stuff on Instagram? She got a divorce, which we all knew. But now she's got a new, younger, hot she Latino does. Lover. Hot.
Yeah.
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 I think she needs to move to New York City.
Please. I want Caroline Stanbury and Caroline Fleming to both be back. Caroline Fleming also has a new lover. She's been basically during quarantine, like her Instagram is just pictures of her with sometimes her kid, but it's usually this guy and like, love, isn't it a sacred thing? And then it's like, smorgasbord of Flogadogada underneath it.
Flugendug and Hagendaz. So then we go over to Sonia's drag queen bingo party.
Wait, can we talk about Ramona getting dressed first? Ramona primping in the mirror. So Ramona's in the mirror and she's like shaking her boobs because she's in like one of those tops that's sort of like, I don't know how you describe it, but like her boobs are like resting in these two like big fabric runways. And she's like, oh yeah, Oh, yeah, that works. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Oh, yeah, it works. It works. Okay, it works. The shake. Oh, yeah.
She's, like, shaking her boobs because I think she put boob tape to keep the shirt on or something.
So yeah.
Works.
Coco's terrified.
I got it going. Okay, So she leaves, and then we're at Sonia's drag queen party, and hot elves.
Hot elves. Love that. I love a shirtless waiter.
Yeah, and there's so many drag queens now, their names have to get more and more creative, and I really love it. Sahorny Beaver.
I'm not even a big drag person. I literally don't know if any of these people have been on RuPaul's Drag Race, but Sahorny Beaver, for that alone.
That is hilarious.
Wonderful.
So Sonia's like, this is about me raising money for GLAAD and having a good time celebrating our differences.
Celebrating our differences by not allowing straight men in here. Mm-hmm. So then Sonia goes up to a drag queen and goes, oh, I wasn't sure if you were Luann. You know, she's very tall and has a pumpkin head, you know, just like you. She's sort of like a natural drag queen. Anyway, great seeing you. Thanks.
So Dorinda bursts through. She's like,
hello.
There's no one there.
Hello.
It's just one of the stripper guys holding a drink. He's like, yeah. Oh, welcome, crazy lady in a turban.
Yeah, she's in this turban that she thinks is going to turn the party upside down. I mean, listen, I love that she was in a turban. I loved it. I totally loved it. But it was just funny that she thought this was going to be like the big innovator when we've seen like every Bravo star all like for the past year wearing turbans. Mm-hmm. So she's like, hey, everyone. Turban ladies here. Hey, you shop where I shop, don't you? Hey, 2020, looking up. Okay, you better shut the feck up. Hey, how are you?
You know, listen, there are a few great hostesses in the world, and Sonia is one of them. She's no good at accounting, or addition, or taking public transportation without diapers in case she poops, or... She's a good hostess. Let's just leave it at that.
So Luann enters, and she has her sparkling, like, dandy hat, or it's like a... I don't know if it's like a dandy hat or like a captain's hat, but it's this big sparkling thing on top of her head. Oh, look at me. I've got a gimmick. Viva la diva. Hey.
And then you just hear someone named Jacqueline Hyde. It's also pretty good. Mm. Go, I'm just showing them how much I can put in my mouth.
Yeah.
I love drag queens.
And then Leah comes in, and so she's wearing my 8th grade dress. This is like a Pat Fields classic. Yeah, it's my 8th grade Christmas dress. So she's in, and she's like wearing sneakers, and then there's like a drag queen who is like standing near Leah but talking to Luann, and she's like, you're wearing heels, but she's in an Adidas sneaker. Is that a choice? Is she okay? I mean, really? And then like Leah turns, and she goes, I'm just kidding. God, I love gay men.
Yeah. So then Desmond is like, look, it's my escorts. Look, it's a premiere of my hat. Me too.
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a Carol Bayer Singer song, which I now have. Thank you.
So then Ramona walks in with arm in arm with Ron, Big Ron. Oh, and it's like, whoa, I hear Sonia's voice. I love the decor. Whoa, how did they get so many people to dress like the wind?
Stop the music. What are you doing? Strolling in here with a straight guy at Gay Bingo. Which is a nice sort of like callback to, what are you doing here without Dorinda? It's like a new updated version for 2020. Yeah, you know?
And she's like, she says, I don't do drag. And then she does this shit, dragging a straight man in here.
You know what? I added some garnish, okay? I added some garnish by bringing a straight, handsome man. Well, maybe just a straight man. But you know what? I love that movie. Avery loves watching Despicable Me. And I was like, whoa, I found a star. So I brought him here. And now we're at the party together and he's in a blazer.
Oh, poor Ron. So Ramona's like,
no, not
like,
poor Ron. He's disgusting. His personality is disgusting.
But so my name is Ron. Like, I'm a big guy.
No, you're a good Ron.
I'm offended over here.
No, I look
like the guy from Despicable.
No, you don't. I mean, Ron
the list
does.
Of triggers is endless.
I didn't say it was an insult. The guy from Despicable Me is very handsome to some people.
Thank you. So Ramona's like, whoa, these are all gay guys, not straight guys. I was like, was it the shirtlessness and suspenders only not your first clue? Or
yeah. So, Ramona's saying that she brought Ron because, you know what? He likes to flirt, okay? And he'll flirt with Leah. He'll flirt with Sonia. He'll flirt with a shrimp cocktail. He'll flirt with anything, honestly, okay? And I'm like, not interested. He's just a guy friend. I'm not interested. I just thought he'd be fun, okay? It'd be great for the gays, okay? I'm sorry.
So Ron comes over and talks to Sonia, and he's like, don't you remember me? I slept with you. Oh, God. She's like, oh, my God, did we make out? Did we make out? Did I sleep with you? Oh, my God. And he's like, no, look, first of all, yes, we did make out. And she's like, don't, you know what? Ron just likes to kiss, okay? Kisses everybody, guy. These women just like use the same man and just pass him around. I'm like, what the hell?
They really do. And he's like, yeah, we made out 6 years ago at a boutique. It's like, oh. And she goes, and Luann goes, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Jeez, I needed some Constantine in this scene, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
If we're going to go there, if we're going to bring a Ron in, we need to bring a Constantine, darling.
Can't spell Constantine without Constant. So Luann's like, well, I'm delighted to see Ron. At least it wasn't messy. Women supporting women, hashtag. Put the hashtag at the end, right?
So she's like, Ramona, so you didn't come to my cabaret. She's like, well, you what? I thought the invitation said Friday.
You know what? You knew about it in Mexico, so stop acting dumb, okay?
No. Well, tell me this. Did you steal Sonia's joke about Tom, Dick, and Harry? Did you steal it again from Sonia? Okay.
It's my joke. I said the joke. So I was like, no, I came up with the joke. It was my joke. It was a very funny joke, and it's some of the high caliber quality that you'll see at my Marry, Fuck, Kill show. It was my joke.
And Ramona's like, look, here's a text. Okay, here's sex. I'm getting it right now, okay? Just says hi, Ramona. Ramona, ages.
She's like, Ramona, you have to open the attachment. It's in the attachment. I'm like, I don't open attachments, okay? I don't have time for that, okay?
If you want some business advice, in the header of the text, you need to say, will you please come to my cabaret show, okay?
The header of the text, okay? Everyone knows, okay? You know what? Here's some business advice from you, from one businesswoman, one business maven, to another, okay? If you want someone to come, you put in the header, please come to my show. Signed, our singing slut, okay? And that's what you do, and people will come to the show, okay? Just some business advice. Use the header, okay?
Mm-hmm. She's like, Luann didn't tell me till the last minute. Oh, hey, you could have come to my... She does like a really low version of Luann. So funny. Yeah. She's like, hey, you're going to come to my cabaret show?
It's like, no, Luann, okay? It's last minute. Can you give me a few days notice?
And Luann goes, well, this is my advice. Open the attachment. That's my business advice to you. Ha! Ben, write that down. That was a good zinger. Business advice.
I wrote the attachment. It, Ben. Right by Sonia. I wrote that 10 years ago.
It was
ago,
my
Ben.
Joke. My attachment joke. My attachment humor.
So then, for
Ramona goes, I don't have time to open up attachments.
So then, for whatever misguided reason, Ron goes over to Leah and he's like, you're so quiet. You need some tequila? And Dorinda's like, I don't know about this. She says something. And Leah's like, yeah, I know about Ron. Okay, I know he gets horny at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, which is, and so Ron's like, you know, hey, Leah, you know, Ramona and I, we're just friends, okay? We're just friends, you know? And Leah's like, She's like, I think that Ramona just likes having straight male energy around her. And so, yeah. and then Ramona's like, comes back and she starts saying, like, you know what? No, we're just friends. There's some guys. There's some things I'm working on. I've got some stuff going on. I've got some stuff going on. And she starts doing her low Arsenio, you know, where she starts doing this. Got some stuff going on.
And then she does her snap thing.
Got some stuff going on.
I like when she does
on.
The snap thing. Like, hey, snaps on a bicycle.
Snaps and low Arsenios.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I've got a lot of things on a stove, guy. And Ron's like, ugh. You know, you understand what she did there? She was looking for the green light, Ramona, by asking you if we're together. And Leah's like, ew, don't flatter yourself. You're gross. And Ron's like, but people need to have friends. Come on, they need to have friends. And Leah says, friends with benefits? And Ramona's like, whoa, no, talking about that.
No, we're not talking about sex. It's a family show at a family activity, okay? So Ramona walks away, and Leah's like, oh, thanks, Mom. And Ron, I don't know what he even says, but he says, like, you know, you should be in your prime right now, and I could make you shine. Something like that. And she's like,
well, she says, you don't say that around. Do you talk like that around Ramona? Because she hates it. It's like, is she like so prude around you? And he's like, I don't talk to her like that. But you, you're in your prime. And she's like, oh, God, thank you.
So now bingo starts. The queen gets up on stage. The drag queen gets on stage, start doing bingo. And I don't know if you noticed. Did you see that there was a Kyle by Aileen bag up on the stage?
No, how funny.
Yeah, I don't know who brought that, but that's amazing. So that was on stage, and Sonia starts to make a speech, and she's like, all right, well, welcome to this bingo. I mean, I don't know why anyone would bring a straight guy to this party, but I guess some people do, you know. And then Ramona's like, you know what? It did not say on the invitation, gays only, okay? It didn't say gays only. Yeah, and they start to fight.
She goes up there and they start fighting about it. Sonia's like, you brought a straight guy. I mean, don't bring your boring friends. She's like, you know what? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. I'm gonna look
open
it up
your attachments.
Wasn't in the header. Wasn't in the header.
Luann literally yells, open your attachments. from the peanut gallery. Open your attachments, bitch.
And Leah goes, don't worry, I'll be gay by the end of the night. And then Ron creeps right behind Leah and goes, did she call me boring?
She's like, oh. Let her finish her speech, Ramona. God. You know, it's funny. I wanted Ramona to be in my audience, but then I remember what an awful audience member she is. Open your attachments. O-Y-A. Oya.
So they start playing bingo, and the queen's like, all right, once you get 5 in a row, you win. Our first blue ball of the night, a shout out to that guy, is G52. And Jordan is like, yes, 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 I'm winning, yes.
And the queen of the world, I'm winning. It's like G35, yes, yeah, I got another one. You better back it up because I got a lot of dots here.
You know what? Pilot winning is in your mind first. Okay, you gotta win in your mind.
And, so I'm just like, you don't have to announce everything. Every time you get one number, you don't have to announce it.
Yeah, she's going crazy. And so Ramona comes up behind her because she's getting more attention than Ramona. And so she bends over her and gets her card, and she's like, whoa, look, it's a 69. Oh, I love 69. And then all her
she
little...
She presses her finger, like, right on the card, like, which messes it up or something like that.
Yeah, because they're not using daubers. They're using, like, little chips. So all the little chips go everywhere.
Oh, is that... Oh, oh God, because, of course, Ramona just goes... And it's
yeah, messes it up. They'll go flying everywhere. And during this, like, look, those were flat, round things. Richard was playing bingo with me. How dare you, bitch!
And the Richard messages.
It's a little round thing with no face. It is Richard!
Ramona's like, you know what? I just like the way 69 looks, okay? You have a 6 this way. You have a 9. That's the other way. It's very graphically pretty, okay? That's why I like it. Sorry.
Literally 10 minutes ago, she got mad because I said friends with benefits, and that was disgusting to her.
You know what? It's very pleasing to my eye. It's like the two numbers fit into each other. It's like a penis and vagina fitting into each other like that, okay?
So Sonia's like, it's not about you and your vajayjay, Ramona. And Dorinda's like, it's a ripoff because someone wins. Someone yells bingo, and she's like, that's a ripoff. Cheater!
I want to call back on the numbers. Cheater! Just better back it up, okay? I made it nice.
I need a drink. I'm like, you do not need a drink, okay? There's a list of things you need right now.
Yeah.
Drink is not on it anywhere, okay?
So now with... I'm adjusting my hair, my headband.
You
so now
that glorious hair.
My hair is so bizarre during this entire recap. So now it's like, okay, guys, now that we're done with some bingo, we're going to have Luann sing her new song called Viva La Diva or something like that. And we're like, oh, I guess that's my introduction. A little light on the Carol Bayer Sager lyrical front. Am I right? You could have mentioned her involvement in this. Anyway, an icon wrote this song for me, and I'm going to start singing it now, okay? Because it's wonderful to be here and celebrate the holidays together, even with Ramona, despite the fact that she doesn't open up her attachments. And I'm here to support GLAAD. All the queens look amazing tonight. So I had the pleasure of working with Desmond Child, not Destiny's Child, but, you know, I'd be open to working with Beyonce, too. Call me. Anyway, he's worked on Living on the Prayer, Bon Jovi, Cher, you know, just a preview. And now it's me, so let's have a moment to appreciate my glory. Hit it, boys!
Play, press play. It's like DJ James Kennedy is there. You just play in iTunes, you know, press play. And so she starts singing, and in true Luann fashion, it's completely off with the track. Like she's singing off the track. She's stomping her feet completely off the rhythm. Yeah. It is so fucking funny.
She does like a little pussy pop.
And then it just cuts to Dorinda in interview, and she's like, I mean, it's just... At least it's not happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
No. So they're all singing and having a really good time. And, you know, they know my music because they're all singing along with her. And Desmond's like, look, they're singing along.
Yeah. She goes, I've gone through so much from probation to being on stage singing a new song. I'm like, on stage, you're like on an apple box, apple crate, like upstairs at like a community room right now.
So her end card is, life in quarantine is not a cabaret. So Luann is now focusing on her memoir. Also, she sold her roundhouse. Apparently, upstate was the lower level of New York.
It's so shady. Kind of true, though, unfortunately. So then, I'm from Westchester County, New York, okay? So I'm allowed to have upstate New York snobbery, even though Westchester's not.
Also because she couldn't pay for it. Let's be honest.
That was super far away. So then Dorinda is known for her advice, solicited or otherwise, and Dorinda will make it available with her new book, Making It Nice, Making It Through. She won't be wearing Giovanni on the cover.
Now, this is where I was like, okay, it's over. Where's this big Dorinda scene? The show's over.
Same. Right? I was like, how's this happening?
Yeah. So then Leah's grown so much. She's being nice to her mom. And she quit drinking. And whatever. And then Sonia says, I lined up my ducks. I want to show people you can go off the rails and get back up. Fight the fight and never play the victim. Now, we have to point out, Sonia is saying this because the entire... By the time she's doing this interview, she's lost a ton of weight. She got lower facelift. I mean, she looks amazing, okay? So they actually show her side by side at one point, and it's crazy what the doctors can do. I mean, she looks amazing.
I feel like
I get one of those. Like, how much does that, can we start a GoFundMe, girl? I want to. Girl, I mean, she looks so good.
She was amazing. That's like what plastic surgery should be. I also like when she says, it just shows that if you go off the rails, you can just get back up. Fight the fight, never play the victim. I'm like, if you're rich. If you're rich. Yes. If you can afford to basically, cut the fat off of your body, yes, then you can. You can go off the rails and come back.
Yeah. So she has that, and her townhouse found no bidders, so she took it off the market. But her own facelift was much more successful at attracting attention.
Yeah. And then Ramona's telling the group, you know, I feel like, you know, we've evolved so much, and like, you know, the best relationship you can have is with yourself and an email without attachments. Am I right? And then it says,
gotta love Ramona. That's her big empowering speech. Guys, you're such good friends to me, and the best friend I have is me. It's like, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. By the way, I just realized something. Ronnie, this was the season finale party. Where was Elise? I'm like, look, maybe she was in the corner just like staring. Like, I'm Erica tonight, and I'm in drag. The gays love me.
So she says, yeah, the best relationship you can have is with yourself. And Sonia's like, that's called masturbation, actually. And Leah starts pointing at her. She's like, look, Ramona, she said masturbation.
Yeah, I love when there are two things that I love when Leah does. I love when she like points and stuff like that and then like laughs. And sometimes Leah makes like a little bird noise. Like, remember when she was going crazy in Newport and she's going, ah! Sometimes she makes that noise and she like made it tonight. I'm not even going to try to recapture it. But if you listen to it, it is like my favorite thing when she goes, ah! Like, I can't even do it, but it's my favorite.
And then Ramona's ending is, maintaining 50 relationships while social distancing has kept Ramona very busy, okay? She moved to a higher
floor, though, so she could have more Instagrammable views.
I can't believe she already had an amazing view. Why would she even needed to go even higher? That's crazy. So everything's nice. The music is playing. It's like that end of the season music where it's just like, we've all come together. We're girlfriends. We're going to stick through it till the end. We grow, you know, we fight, we bicker, but at the end of the day, we're family. Like that kind of music, like, and they're all toasting and like, I love you. You know, well, yeah, it's going to be a great holiday. 2020, nothing can go wrong. You know, all that kind of stuff.
So then Ramona's speech sucked, and Sonia's is all over the place. So Leah tries to toast, and she's like, thanks for having an open heart with me. I mean, Tinsley introduced me to you guys, and then...
No! No! I'm not doing that shit!
Fuck you! I will not give Tinsley that! Fuck you!
And she's like, are you kidding me?
It's like, Tinsley gets shit. And then Tinsley almost ruined our show. And just flies the fuck off the handle.
And the music, by the way, just like stopped. That music, it was like, it just like stops. And then Ramona's like, you know what? She's had too much to drink. You're going to give a toast to Tinsley Mortimer, who left the show and breached her contract and left over nothing.
Yeah, God, evil. Left over nothing. You are why she left.
You are why she left. God. She was trying to maintain a relationship, and like you pushed her away. And Sonia's like, I agree. If you're not here, you don't get kudos. And I'm still waiting for my thank you note for her staying in my house 4 years ago. Thank you very much.
Don't you ever mention her name. And Leah's like, actually, I can say whatever I want. She goes, I'm a principled person.
Okay. Yeah, what? She's principled and being reliably a bad drunk. And Luann's like, well, because at this point, when Dorinda says that, I'm a principled person, she moves her arm that was like in the sling, and Luann goes, well, that hand is working pretty well over there.
She goes, no, it's not. It's sore, and you should be more appreciative of it. You should be more appreciative.
Fuck you. It's like, you should be more appreciative of my sore hand. Fuck you.
And Luann's like, well, don't hit me in the face. Merry Christmas to you.
You know what? You're spitting all over her. You're spitting all over her. Merry Christmas. I won't do it. Merry fucking Christmas. And Luann goes, well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
And she's like, Tinsley left the show. She breached the contract. And this season, she's going to ruin it. And now she's like yelling at the cameraman and like pointing in the cameras.
Bad
and like,
principle. Bad principle.
Leah's like, oh my God, she's obsessed. So Dorinda goes off to bitch to Ramona or Sonia or someone, screaming fuck you the whole time. And Leah's like, oh my God, I was just literally trying to tell her that I love her. And she's like, I stink.
Yeah, she is. And Dorinda's like, you know what? She left us and she's a bitch. Tinsley Mortimer's a bitch.
God. And Luann's like, well, she has work to do. And when you don't grow, that's what happens. That's a great example of not growing over there. It's like a potato. If you put a potato in a jar of water, it's going to grow beautiful arms. If you leave a potato on a table, it's going to turn into that.
Yeah, wrinkled
and soft. Dorinda Medley, potato on a table. Carol, you can take that one.
And then I love how Luann turns this into her. She goes like, I mean, it's a lot of pain over there. A lot of pain and shit. And you know what? Did she go to my show after her surgery? No. I mean, come on. And she can come here, wave that sore, flappy hand of hers, but can't even come to my... She comes to this party, and then she can't even come to my show. She doesn't even want to come to my show. It's awful. It's awful. That's lack of growth. A grown person would come to my presentation of a show that I might be doing in a few weeks.
And Leah's like, God, did she leave? Because I literally cannot even deal with that. And Lou's like, well, Merry Christmas, bitch. And that's the last line of the season. Wow. So that's, Dorinda kind of earned that one. Bye. This is official. If I were working in unemployment, I would say, I'm sorry, but this was totally a fair firing. You don't get any unemployment. Sorry.
I mean, after watching that, I think that there may be an angle where maybe the cast were like, we don't want to work with her anymore, which is something we never really considered.
Well, the latest rumor I heard was that it's actually a producer that was like, we're not working with her anymore because she's remember we talked about it. We read it in some article. We talked about it in the bonus episode about this. And I was saying, I don't think that is true, because Dorinda seems like the type who's like, hey, I made a cake for your daughter's birthday. Yeah. Hey, anybody want some mac and cheese? I just get, you know, and I couldn't imagine that. But then after seeing this, like literally going off at the cameraman.
You know that she's done this to the producers. You know that. You know she's done that. That was, yeah, it was definitely bonkers, but I loved it. I loved every moment of it. Yeah, it was so good.
I mean, in a glitter, like a purple and pink glitter turban, just going off and pushing cameras. I mean, this is what we live for.
I mean, this is like unbelievable. Like this season, I don't care what people say. This has been an excellent season. Do you remember that there was a part of the season where Leah threw a ravioli at Ramona's face in a restaurant? Yeah. This is a season that had that. This is a season where we had tiki torches being thrown in the Hamptons. Like, this is an amazing, amazing season.
And people always complain, you know, in the Bravoverse especially. We all do. It's like in our nature, I think, people who watch Bravo, that are like, this season sucks. They need to be doing better. No. We think so much is supposed to be happening on these shows. But I'm telling you, this is a classic, and it's also the last season of this show as we know it. I mean, it's going to be totally fucking different next time.
There is a piece out there that's saying that there's rumors that actually Bravo may be changing its mind about Dorinda. I don't know how real that is. I've only seen it in one article. But
maybe, but I think Bravo probably is like, yeah, wait until you see her last four episodes. Like this one and then the reunion's coming up.
Yeah, the reunion's going to be bad for her. It's going to be great for us. Great for us.
But I then think the other rumors are that the Sonia and Ramona maybe, but most likely Ramona is gone as well. And they're not going to answer until after the reunion. So, you know, I just don't think this is the last of a classic New York cast.
I think it would be a mistake to get rid of Ramona. I think Ramona's one of a kind. She's a horrible person. Horrible person. But she's so funny. And I think for sure they're going to go younger. They're going to need to get someone to sort of like pal around with Leah a little bit more. Although one thing I love about Leah is the way she's fully embraced these women, and that like there is an age difference. There is a little bit of a generational difference, and she's like down with it. Like, and I think that's kind of
awesome.
There's always
the young one, right?
There is, but like she really seems to have embraced it. I think that we'll give her a friend. Who knows? Maybe her sister. Maybe someone else.
Well, she definitely turned into a great addition, a great housewife. She's really likable.
I really, really, really like Leah. I think that was a great casting choice. I think it would be a mistake to get rid of Ramona.
Yeah.
Say what you will about her. I think that she is like, she is a one of a kind. I think it's a mistake to get rid of Dorinda too, to be honest. But I'd say like, if you're going to get rid of Dorinda, just stop it there. Don't do anything else. Don't get rid of anyone else, because this cast is lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. And we'll see where it goes. Nobody knows. We'll see where it
goes. But open your attachments and find out.
Yeah. You know what? It's a new day, guy. We are going to still have a month of this, pretty much. I mean, throughout September, we've got the three reunions coming up. So we'll definitely be back every week.
Absolutely. Ronnie, this was such a pleasure. This was such a fun episode to recap with you today. It reminds me of how much fun I have podcasting with you, and like what an honor it is, a privilege that we get to do this. I was having so much fun today. I know it's like every day, but this was just like, God, it was funny. This morning I woke up and I was like, I just want to get into Friday, and as I actively delay it right now, but like I'm like, I just want to get into Friday. I just have to watch Real Housewives of New York. I'm going to podcast with Ronnie, and then it's Friday, and like sometimes it gets that feeling of like, oh, I got to do work. But then like days like today are when I'm like, I feel so lucky that this is what we do for our job. Like this is so fun.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us, for being here and listening, for being on Patreon and paying us to do it. thank you for any kind of support you give. We love our lives, and we love you, guy. Yeah. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher Than High Res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.